New Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers delivered his first biennial budget proposal to the Republican-controlled legislature Thursday night. At issue is a multi-billion-dollar spending plan that affects nearly every person in Wisconsin. Evers has been unveiling many of the policy points over the past few weeks on issues from education to the environment. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, Republican leaders are calling it a liberal wish list.
Governor Evers jumped right in during his budget address last night. He discussed plans to decriminalize marijuana possession for 25 grams or less, and to grant driver's licenses and ID cards to undocumented immigrants. Evers vocalized allowing in-state tuition for students who went to a Wisconsin high school and have lived here for 3 years, regardless of whether they were born in this country. And in a moment that was especially well-received by Democrats in the legislature, he said that everyone should have an opportunity to participate in a democracy, something he wants to guarantee by eliminating the partisan redistricting process.
People should be able to choose their elected officials, not the other way around. So earlier this week, we announced that we're creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission.
Evers said, to uproarious applause from Democrats, that he would be directing the Elections Commission and the Department of Transportation to work together to implement automatic voter registration in Wisconsin. That means that when someone applies for or renews a driver's license, they are automatically registered to vote unless they opt out. Evers told lawmakers that his budget included issues Democrats and Republicans could all agree on. Things like curbing homelessness and expanding broadband access. But he frequently ventured into what was presumably more partisan territory.
That starts with health care. I've said all along we need to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin, and according to a recent Marquette Law poll, 62% of Wisconsinites agree. 82,000 more Wisconsinites will have access to affordable, quality health care coverage.
Evers says that accepting federal Medicaid dollars would allow the state to invest in programs that improve access and affordability across the state. He says the state's current approach to transportation is unsustainable. He proposed raising more than $600 million in new revenue to fix roads, bridges, and highways.
We're going to be increasing fees for titles and heavy trucks. And we do have to raise the gas tax. But as I promised all along, we're sure as heck not going to raise the gas tax by a dollar. We're going to raise it 8 cents a gallon.
He says that's well below what it was raised by in Minnesota or Ohio, and that it would be counterbalanced here by repealing what he called a hidden tax, the mandatory markup, that he estimated currently costs drivers 14 cents a gallon. Evers said that would actually make it possible for residents to pay less at the pump than they do right now. The budget was a non-starter for Republicans in the legislature. State Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills said Evers' proposal would raise taxes for a family of four by an additional $4,000. She said Republicans are not going to let that happen. Darling, who is co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, suggested Republicans will create their own budget using the base budget from the current fiscal year.
We're going to start with a base budget that we're going to build that's going to put us on the right track. We said we're not raising taxes, and this raise is so out of sight. It's just outrageous.
GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the economy is strong right now, but that people want to keep more of the money that they earn in their pockets.
The problem in Tony Evers' budget is that it just spends too much. It spends way more than Wisconsin can afford.
He says Republicans support investing in schools, broadband, and tax relief, which he singled out as a high priority.
And certainly not a property tax increase at the highest level that we've seen in almost a decade.
The Joint Committee on Finance is charged with presenting a budget to the legislature for approval. The spending plan will then go back to Governor Evers for his signature, veto, or tweaks with his veto pen. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The audio for this story is courtesy of Wisconsin Public Television.